This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man. The best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
The Sean Keeler. Can we change? We got to get the Sean Keeler in there from the Denver Post. The one, oh, wow, that went quickly there, Mike. Joining me now from the Denver Post, it is time for Keeling Me Softly. We're still working out a few kinks here, Sean. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Better than y'all, apparently.
Yeah, it's been a day.
Heard on the run. And by the way, it's the Sean Keeler, like the Ohio State University.
Oh, yes, yes.
No.
I think we're just going to have our guests just start introducing themselves like that, like they do in intros for Monday Night Football.
I don't believe in definitive articles, and I don't believe in myself in speaking. I don't speak in third person, and I don't speak as a definitive article in any way. I was told that you're trying to get back on the rails this segment after after going off something.
Well, I brought
your
in
the producer said you need to be the voice of sanity.
Yes,
back to normal. I said you're counting on me to bring you back to normal. What have you
That's
been doing?
It's July 29th, and I've gone crazy talking about Bo Nix's ankle, Sean. So I've lost my mind now.
It does. Great.
Were you at camp today by chance? Were you practicing?
I was not. Next week is my camp week.
Okay, so I want, Sean, next week, Wednesday, this is your assignment.
Okay.
The entire thing is going to be about Bo Nix's ankle. Everything. I don't want to hear about Bo, him throwing a football, anyone catching it. I just want to talk about the motion of his ankle, the shade of white that his ankle is. Is he wearing a sock? I want that information next week.
Okay. I'll write that down.
That is all I want. Nothing. Even if breaking news happens, like Sean Payton is fired, I will gloss over that. I won't even bring it up.
Marvin Mims spontaneously combust like the drummer from Spinal Tap. It
doesn't
matter.
No. It will only be about Bo's ankle.
I think you're going to be getting that from a lot of outlets and a lot of writers in the next 4 to 5 days anyway.
Okay. I know we got jobs to do, and that is a topic, and there are a lot of fans that do want to know, and there are worried that he's not going to be okay. But, there are other things. How about the Nuggets, Sean? It feels like the sky is falling around the Denver Nuggets, and it seems like it more pieces of that sky fall every single day.
It's not falling. It's just not sunny, and it's not good. And what is you're mitigating bad. I mean, I know there's a lot of buzz about. I know we'll get into the coaching staff a little bit, and that's the subject of the column that ran today in DenverPost.com. But there is the Watson saga. I don't think there's a quick resolution. There's no good resolution. And I don't know that there's a quick resolution. I think it's the fact that if Nix's ankle drives you nuts, I'm going to make a prediction that, like, by end of August, early September, you are going to be so tired of hearing about Peyton Watson because what's it, September 15th, whatever date it is, the latest date they can make a signing on this or when the next league year officially starts, like, all indications are, and it could be wrong, but wrong a lot. It could be wrong, but, like, this is going to go to the bitter end. Like, it's going to be a last minute. We get all excited about the first day of free agency. This thing's going to go to the last day. Like, this is going to training camp, and then we'll see what happens kind of deal. And that's going to make everybody even crazier. So hopefully by then, Bo is up and running and back to the ankle again, and we don't have to – or we're not panicking about an 0-2 Broncos team at that point. You may, but I don't think you will. Because now it's just all – leverage, and as someone who has been used, as have you, we're in the media, we know when we're used for leverage, we know when we use others for leverage, it's going to get real weird. So I would say just buckle up, strap it down, and get ready for a really uncomfortable 7-8 weeks in that regard.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I'm already growing weary of that one. Sean, I have a weird, so to start the show we were talking about, just how the Broncos are run. And I specifically was talking about Greg Penner and what he's meant to this Broncos organization. Am I wrong to say, like, I know Josh Kroenke at one point said, I'm not, you know, really that involved in the day-to-day. And it seems like since he said that, I've heard more from Josh Kroenke than I've ever heard before. It feels like the more I hear from Josh Kroenke, the further the Nuggets step away from a championship window. Is that connected at all? Is it Josh Kroenke here?
It's not an unfair assertion, and it's not a crazy assertion. And the fact that they created splitting that job, the Nuggets, here we go, pause, deep breath. The Nuggets have done a lot of this to themselves. The most negative thing I'll say in the segment is I have a real serious, but we've talked about this. I worry that the window has already closed. Mm. Like, let's just be real about that. Like, I get this, a lot of blowback from Avs fans. God bless them all. Who are like, no, you know, window is always open when Nathan MacKinnon is here. Yes, true. Window is always open when Nikola Jokic is here. Yeah, that's true. But if you got to, we're at 5,200 feet. If you got to take a 10,000-foot view above sea level, it's not great. And to your Josh point, that yeah, you basically have, with no disrespect to John and Ben, John Wallace and Ben Tenzer, you kind of have two lifetime assistant GMs, co-GM running this thing. It becomes, you know, back to the NFL aphorisms. In the NFL idioms, if you have two quarterbacks, you have one at all. It means you don't have one. The Nuggets have two GMs, and I think in spite of a year ago, it looked like it should have been the best of intentions. I don't think they have that one voice and power guy that can push back on ownership. I think it's a three-headed triangle. And to what degree Josh's voice has always been there is open to some speculation, but I think it's openly a kind of a three-sided triangle right now. And he is kind of co-GM himself in these decisions that get made. And I appreciate, for one, you said, God, the more I hear about him, the more I fear that the Nuggets are getting further from where I want them to be. Yeah, I mean, I at the other hand, is at least he's being honest about it and having more media access to take questions about it, because he gets a vote. Now, whether he gets the final vote on all things, that's open to some speculation and depends on who you talk to. But Josh gets a vote. And I don't, and we've talked about this on air, I don't think he votes on Avs things. I don't know that he votes on Rapids and Mammoth things or what have you down the line. But he's got a vote on Nuggets things. And whether that's good or bad, that's going to be in a three-year window here to decide. But, and frankly, where it is, frankly, it all comes down to Jokic. And if he's here and he's happy, we ride this out for as long as the dream lives. But if something crazy would happen and the dream doesn't, I mean, you also can't not put the nightmare situation on the table that the Nuggets can't presume. I mean, by all accounts, Nikola Jokic is not somebody who wants to go, doesn't want to do the NBA thing and do the LeBron thing and play out that last chapter for right now. When he's done, he's a Nugget. He'll make the max. He should. He's the greatest player in franchise history. And then, you know, we see all the footage of him looking at his, you know, his horses win and smiling happy. I looked at my wife when that came on one of the news channels. I looked at her and I said, see that guy? That's what that guy's going to do with the rest of his life. And with his daughter, he's going to bring his kids out to the track and he'd have those horses and have his friends. He's going to drink that crazy 30% Serbian wine or whatever the heck they drink and have a good time. And that's, and then one day he's just not going to come back.
Yeah.
Like the only thing we're going to see is footage in Europe of the greatest guy who ever put on Nuggets blue. And I think it's just a matter of whether that day is 2 years from now or four or less. And we need to enjoy it while it's there. And it's frustrating. It's a long-winded answer. The Nuggets have done this to themselves, and in the effort to keep the 23 chance together has hamstrung their ability to win another championship. We've already talked about this, because now they have no flexibility to go out and do what you need to do in this current CBA, and that is be somewhat mobile, means somewhat mutable, to kind of change direction or to get young talent and get that in there. That's cost effective. They're just now those guys who are champs are too expensive, and now they're getting too old. And now what do? And the answer is you just get worse. And I hope I'm wrong. I really
sure
do.
Feels like that's the trajectory,
it just,
though.
It feels like we talked about this. It feels like 2024 was that shot, and that as much as this last Wolf series hurt, that series 2 years ago is really gonna hurt because that window was still there.
Like, oh, yeah.
Really was, and absolutely there.
And the narrative would be so much different. Oh, they got two titles out of it.
Exactly,
you know,
yep,
they
yep,
got two good runs out of this whole
Dallas
thing.
And, yeah, they could have beat Dallas and Boston. And now you have a back-to-back champ. But then if they fade, they get old, you go, well, God, they had two titles. That is the dynasty. Michael Malone got his dynasty. They managed to make that. And they probably would have made a good run still in 25 as well. Potentially, that regardless of what, instead of what actually happened, but instead we're on this reality, the Loki multiverse, we're on this strand, and Booth and Malone split and made Josh make a choice, and I think the wheels have never quite. I think they made a really good. It's frustrating to me, even as a neutral, because I think what they built a year ago at this time should have worked, and the fact that it didn't. Should bother me even more as a Nuggets fan, because I think that was that building this 25-26 team that ended up getting upset and was derailed by injuries. I think it's going to be hard for the Nuggets to build something like that again with that kind of depth unless they move a big piece, and they don't want to move a big piece in the case of a contract like Jamal Murray's, in the case of the health of Aaron Gordon. I'm not sure people want to take those big pieces, given the risks involved. And that's, you have a champ that just got old and faded away. And I hope that's not the case, but boy, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Sean, hey, I got about a minute. We're going to do rapid fire. Are you ready for this?
Sweet, yep.
All right, rapid fire.
And now, rapid fire questions.
Fire.
Rapid fire questions.
In case you didn't know, it's time for rapid fire questions, and we're doing this with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Sean, I thought we'd have music underneath, Michael. Maybe work on that one. The music underneath.
The lead in is longer than the segment.
Yeah, the lead in is long. Michael,
look, I had a lot of Star Trek The Next Generation.
But we need
clips
music
to put
underneath
there.
It, Michael.
Okay,
come on.
Fine.
Production meeting
whatever.
On the air. Okay, Peyton Watson, will he be on the roster next year for the Denver Nuggets?
Yes.
Will the Nuggets get out of the second apron this year?
Yes.
Joe,
really?
Will Nikola Jokic retire as a Denver Nugget? Like,
yeah.
Finish his career as a Nugget?
Yeah.
Okay, Jonathan Cooper, will he be on the roster this year for the Broncos?
Yeah.
See you over 3.5 wins.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Sean, you did well. Great
God,
job.
I think I said yes to everything.
You did.
I haven't had that many yeses since, like, my last driver's test.
You were the yes man today, Sean. Always appreciate you, brother, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Exclusive, all Bo Nix ankle. It's going to get spicy on the whole show.
Dude, I wish you well getting your sanity back on the show, my friend.
I'm trying.
All right.
Thank you, Sean. 12:49. Michael, music underneath it next time, okay? Like, the music underneath it. You did great. Great start. Not so great finish. You'll get there.
I can add some death metal.
No, you know. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.